listening to Metro Morning, and don't let those back-to-school flyers get you down. There's still plenty of time to have a summer vacation. And in some cases, parents are packing for their holidays something a little extra. An extra body, that is. Our parenting columnist, Karen Horseman, has noticed a trend among preteens that they can't go anywhere without their BFF, their best friend forever. This week, Karen looks at why parents are including their kids' friends in many of their summer plans and talks with an expert about whether it's a good idea.
One, two, three!
Ah, summer holidays. You wait all year for some downtime that doesn't involve too much running around, and you can finally do some relaxing. Now, relaxing with kids on vacation is a relative thing, but if all goes well, many of us plan for a rendezvous with a chaise lounge and a good book. But you know what they say, something about the best laid plans? A holiday with children often means some squabbling and tension, and depending on their age, some kids don't want to go on the vacation at all. The solution seems to be the BFP, or the best friend plan. This involves begging the parents of your child's best friend to accompany you on your excursion so you can finally enjoy some peace. Sarah Dimmerman is the author of the new book, Am I a Normal Parent? She says it's not just vacations. Some kids are demanding their friends come with them everywhere they go, or simply opting out.
Unfortunately, I think part of society today is that children, teenagers, are pulling away from their families at a very, very young age. And while I recognize that it's normal for teenagers especially to want to be in the company of their peers more than they want to be in the company of adults, I think that there's become very little balance in teens' lives. Parents are not doing enough to discourage their kids from moving away from them at such an early age. I think that there should be an expectation there that we're going to hang out as a family. So, for example, it starts with going to visit friends even on a Friday evening, and your 13-year-old saying, I don't want to come, and you saying, I'm sorry, that's not a choice.
So that means forcing some family time. And let's face it, in this era of two working parents, single homes and co-parenting, being together as a group is not as common as it once was. Research shows families don't eat together as much, and we're always on the go. So when it comes to summer vacation, there's pressure to connect as a family and for everyone to get along. But with so many overscheduled children, many kids don't know what it's like to have downtime and actually just hang out. They get bored easily, and they want to be entertained. That's where a friend can be a huge help. But Sarah says there's a downside to bringing in an outsider.
The dynamic of that family vacation changes incredibly. You know, you don't feel as comfortable walking around in your underwear when you have your child's friend with you, for example. Or you may not feel as comfortable talking about things that you would discuss as a family. It's not going to give you opportunities to connect as a family in the way that you would like. It's not going to give the siblings an opportunity to connect in the way that they would like.
Connecting is one thing. Sibling bickering is another. I know how tough the fighting can be. My three kids have some wonderful friends, but one of them has a playmate that is so great, so easygoing, he just slides right into our family. Whenever Riley is around, it changes the sibling dynamic, and everyone seems to stop arguing, for a while anyway. But even when we take Riley bowling with us or out for a bike ride, Sarah's right, it does feel different. You just don't act the same way as a family. So you're planning your holiday, and you think somewhere where there's maybe boating sounds good, maybe some camping. The experts suggest we should back up and include the kids, though, in the planning for the vacation. In the end, the parents do have to decide on budget and timing. Yet we want our kids to be happy, right? But in this fast-paced, hectic society, parents want some peace and quiet, too. Sarah says, resist the temptation to give in.
As parents, we all suffer from guilt. So if we're two-parent families or we're single parent and we're working a lot of the time and, you know, even more so wanting to spend time alone with our child, but then we don't want to say no to our children. So we may take a friend along to keep our child happy. We don't want to ever be blamed for something that we've done wrong. But in the end, I think we end up suffering and not benefiting as much. And again, I think it's really important for a parent to reinforce the message to the child. I really have looked so forward to spending this time alone with you. It means so much for us to have a good time together.
Okay, now it's my turn.
We just got back from our first ever family week-long road trip. At 10, 8, and 4, the kids were all pretty keen to be together, and we had an amazing time. That's not to say I didn't think about how Riley could have helped out a little on day 5, when everyone was a bit rangy. You can't expect a 10-year-old friend, though, to solve all your problems. But we did call him for a bike ride and an ice cream the day we got back. For Metro Morning, I'm Karen Horseman.